In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Tommy Valco, USDA Agricultural Research Service in Stoneville, Mississippi. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What we found out is that, as everybody knows, costs have increased, but the impact of the technology and the increased management abilities of the ginners have really maintained those costs, or at least minimized the effect of the increased individual input cost, to where our per bale costs are about the same as we've seen in the past years, just slight increases. Things like labor, fuel costs, of course, have gone up dramatically. The bottom line is what I hope that ginners can get out of this information is to be able to look at the belt-wide average or the regional average, and then go back and look at their cost and see what they're doing good or what they may be doing bad, and then adjust their management practices.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Right now, the average per bale variable cost is running around $21 to $22 per bale. And like I said, it just includes those five components. And that's not the overall or the total cost of what it costs a gin cut. They've been able to maintain the per bale cost with minimal cost increase. One thing that we're noticing and what's affecting the increased cost is the reduced ginning volume. Everybody knows that production acres has decreased and that the number of cotton bales that we're ginning here in the United States has decreased as well. This, of course, is resulting in a reduced number of cotton gins, but also a reduced number of bales ginned per cotton gin. And that adversely affects the cost.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
2007, we had 806 gins. 2008, this most recent year, 710. That number will continue to drop. Not sure how far, but by all indications, we're going to have reduced acres and therefore reduced production. And so we'll see additional decreases in gins.